Hey, this is Little Joe from RKL, The Real McKenzies, King City, and Lagwagon, and you are listening to Radio Like You Want.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your host, Mike Routier,
and Blag the Ripper.
Blag the Ripper, the very best-looking man in show business, and to my right, a great broadcaster and a swell guy, Mike Routier. Mike, how you feeling today?
Simply wonderful, Blag. So good to be here once again on Radio Like You Want, bringing another classic. We got one of your all-time favorite people with us this week.
That's right. We talked to Lil Joe Raposo. Lil Joe, and believe me, this pint-sized package packs a punch.
Wow, okay? Listen to that.
Because Lil Joe is one of the greatest
bass
players.
Been doing some speech therapy. That's there, Wag. Right. Listen to that. You're quite the... Wow, I got to get up on my broadcasting skills.
Listen, if you have not seen Joe live, forget it. You have seen Joe live. He's played with all kinds of bands, starting with RKL through to Real McKenzie's Lagwagon, No Use for a Name. He's played with all kinds of punk bands, and every time he's on stage with somebody, he's the guy you're looking at. You got to love
listen
Joe.
Listen to that cred. Those bands.
He's got cred. He's got talent. He's kicking ass, and he plays video games all day.
A dream.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, ladies, you know, this is where you want to be. Big Joe Raposo. Fuck Lil Joe. He's Big Joe Raposo to me.
Of course, we got all our special features. We're going globetrotting this week. We're hanging out with the ladies. It Came From the Garage is with us, and we got a special Joe Raposo guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure. We're starting to come up with those now. I'm digging it.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Those are good times.
We've been talking to people. We've been rocking out. We've been doing shit. But you know what else we've been doing, man? We've been finding brand new covers of weird old Misfit songs. And this one
trolling the nation.
This one comes from a band on Side One Dummy. They're called VCR. I think this is coming out on Riot Style Records. You got to love this. It's VCR on
look
Radio.
Out, Mike, look out!
A Radio Like You Want world premiere exclusive.
Won't you come with me along the milkshake way? I've got lots of good surprises, fresh and yummy for you every day. There are malts and shakes and sundaes too, whenever you stop. And of course your very, very favorite, the cone with the curl on top.
You don't have to just dream about Dairy Queen. Your favorite Dairy Queen treat is a refreshing reality at your nearest Dairy Queen store.
Neon in her eyes. Globetrotter.
Spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from points unknown, as we bring you Globetrotter.
Big Mike, you're taking us to Europe this week. Tell us what we're going to hear.
Exotic lands of France is where we're going, my friend. Les Chaussettes Noires bringing us some old school rockabilly. You may find that boring and bourgeois blag.
Oh, it's so boring.
But I tell you what, this one, it's going to knock your bobby socks right off. Globetrotter.
C'est combien je suis fou d'elle. Je l'aime tant, je l'aime passionnément, fou d'elle. Mon cœur est fou d'elle. Oh, oh, oh. Oui, elle est là, tu me perds, car son amour est sincère. Oui, elle n'a pas 20 ans, mais son corps est troublant. Pour mieux l'aimer, je vais vivre à ses côtés, fou d'elle. Mon cœur est fou d'elle. Oh, oh, oh. Oui, elle est là, tu me perds, car son amour est sincère. Jaloux, on me prend pour un fou. Je suis cinglé, mais je ne veux pas changer. Fou d'elle, mon cœur est fou d'elle. Oh, oui, elle est là, s'il me plaît, car son amour est sincère. Je suis fou, au diable les jaloux. Et mon amour grandira de jour en jour. Fou d'elle, mon cœur est fou d'elle. Oh, oh, oh. Oui, elle est là, tu me plais, car son amour est sincère. Et fou d'elle, oh, fou d'elle. Et fou d'elle, oh, fou d'elle. Oui, elle est là, tu me plais, car son amour est sincère.
Globetrotter taking you to France with Les Chaussettes Noires. Mike, you always find the most classic shit. And of course, before that, we heard my motherfucking group, the Dwarves, doing the classic Dairy Queen.
Now that was the Redux, though, right?
That was the redone version from How to Win Friends and Influence People. It just makes me too sick to play anything on Sub Pop. But, you know...
Is that what the... But what's the impetus there? They weren't paying you money or something? You just re-recorded all your own tracks?
Well...
Why? Why would you do that?
You know, bands do this. They cash in and re-record old tracks, and here's why you do it, so that you own a version, and if somebody wants to put it in a movie or something, you don't have to go back and ask the record label about it. That's why people always wonder, how come bands go back and make shitty versions of their old songs? In this case, though... We made a really groovy version.
They were even better.
It's the Dwarves. And before that, we heard VCR. They were covering the Misfits classic Hybrid Moments. Very strange lyrics in that song. I could never figure out what they were. And it's something about Wolverines eating your face or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's like the Danzig just woke up with some trippy dream and jotted it down. And that one kind of just washes over you. And you like look at the lyrics like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
But that's to be released, VCR. So that, of course, is a world premiere exclusive from us. That
exclusive.
We are 130 or... Yeah, we are on
821? I think they call it We Are 821, which is this Riot-style comp coming out of New York.
We got another brand new one for you. This one's a Bay Area band, Social Unrest. This one's called High Rollers from Songs for Sinners 7-inch.
Lay your fucking money down! Lay your fucking money down! Lay your fucking money down! Get that deep into your pocket, lay your money down!
Sit right down! No drink what?
This is the part where everything stops.
Go.
Jackpot!
mister. You think we're all zombie killers.
You're the killers. Your whole sick society. That's who's guilty, man. We're just your lousy scapegoat.
Besides, man, who the hell cares?
Yo, yo, radio like you want. This is John Gentile from Philly, staff writer at punknews.org. My job is to keep you up to date and bring you all the tunes that all the kids are listening to. This group is what all the hardcore kids are listening to. The group is called Gallows. They just got a new singer. His name's Wade McNeil. He used to be in the Canadian band Alexis on Fire. The new track is their first track with Wade on the vocals. They just released it about 2 weeks ago, and it's called True Colors.
If it looks like a snake, when it moves like a snake, if it bites like a snake, and all the world knows it's a snake. True colors shining through you. True colors shining through. True colors shining through you. True colors shining through. Like the 4th of July. Like the 4th of July. Let the 4th of July! Let the 4th of July!
Boy, really turn the music it, back Mike. On, man. What are you doing? All right, right, the Gallows right there. That's from an upcoming release. That song's called True Colors. I mean, you're going to want that.
Played with the Gallows at Leeds and Reading. They're coming up big in the UK. If you're a punk fan, don't sleep on the Gallows.
Yeah, they got a brand new singer. And, you know, I mean, who really needs the singer anyway?
Right. Before that, we heard No Effects. Big Fat Mike. You know, he likes to snort coke. He likes to fall down the stairs. But he is a boy genius, and I love him for that.
That's from their brand new one, the Hardcore EP, where they didn't list any of the tracks because they don't want you to know what they are. But the name of that one's called Mental Breakdown, and I won't tell you the band, except that the name is Social Unrest. Before that, we heard Social Unrest, a brand new one from them. High Rollers, Songs for Sinners, 7-inch. That's brand new from them. All kinds of brand new music on here, right here on Radio Like You Want.
Yeah, brand new music from old, old bands. This has become our watchword, Mike. We're taking over with this.
Talking about old bands, we got Joe Raposo coming up. Let's listen to this classic from RKL.
And then Radio Like You Want!
Big Train! Rejection, no more hope, no misconception. Just a bullet in my head and in my heart. Promises you made, friendship lost along the way. It's missing half the life, deception from the start. A future in your hand, the dark of stardom. All your plans, Vienna.
cars and truck get paid. Forgiveness, love, drugs, sex, happiness, or fate. It's one of these, the biggest one that I really hate. It's the feeling you get when a trust so deep. And trust between friends has been broken and you know you got played. It's that feeling that
you stay up and betray. Betray.
Oh yeah, that was RKL with Betrayed from 1994's Riches to Rags. And in the studio with me, I have Lil Joe, a man, a myth, a bass playing dynamo. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
Now, we played a bunch of RKL. You were there. You're old school RKL. You're original RKL. What do they call it? Like O-RKL?
Well, I guess it's O-G RKL or
O-G RKL
or O-R-G-K-L or something like that, maybe.
And you guys pretty much started in the Ventura area. Is that right?
Santa Barbara area. Yeah. And I didn't join the band until later. I was the third bass player. Uh-huh. They had three bass players before me. But I'm pretty much the original bass player because I was in the band the longest.
You were in there the longest.
Pretty much.
And it was started by Bomber, correct?
Bomber, Chris Rest, and Jason Sears, yes.
And was the idea always supposed to be kind of a prog rock, punk rock thing? Or did it get proggier? Tell me the prognosis of our kid.
The prognosis. Is that what prog rock is? The prognosis of rock?
See, man, I'm always coming up with new ways of looking at it.
The band definitely became more prognosis as they evolved. Like, if you listen to the early stuff, it pretty much sounds like Minor Threat or like kind of Bad Brains-esque, you know? Mm-hmm. Pretty much kind of like Southern California punk rock back in the day.
But those were two East Coast bands.
Yeah.
You guys are so old school. It was before there were any West Coast.
Which is kind of funny when right. You think about it.
I know the feeling, Joe, but that's the thing. That's why we got you on this show. This is like the old men's punk show.
Pretty much. When I was a skate punk.
Just the fact that you can admit that. Really means a lot, Joe.
Admit
I appreciate
it.
That.
Man, I wear that. I wear that on my sleeves, man. Straight
a proud
up.
Punker.
Yes,
from California, fool.
I am a proud skate punker, thrasher style, originally from the Bay Area. From, I would say, San Francisco, even though I grew up in San Mateo. But still.
So how did you get with the Santa Barbara RKL?
Okay, well, I used to listen to RKL when I was skating back in the day, and I used to like listen to old punk rock records, and first heard RKL on Nardcore Samp. It's a Beautiful Feeling was my first RKL album.
Which introduced the little guy with the crazy little beanie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was on the cover with a monster, and he was like scaring a whole bunch of people from a keg party so he could drink. RKL grew up in Santa Barbara, formed the band there, recorded with Mystic Records, and then they moved up to San Francisco. When they moved up to San Francisco, they were having trouble finding a bass player. So they put up flyers all over the Haight-Ashbury district and everywhere else, said that they were looking for a bass player. And then I was like, what, 17 back then? My friend saw a flyer and told me that I should try out for him. And I was like, no, I'm not going to try out for him because I don't think I'm good enough, right? So my friend, Dave Cotter, he grabbed the flyer, called them, made the appointment for me, and drove me to Marin for the audition.
Wow. Now, see, that's a friend who believes in you, man. That's a punk rock friend, isn't it? He knew that you needed to be in RKL, even if you didn't know that, Joe.
Right, exactly. And Dave, if you're listening now, thank you very much for
see,
doing that.
See, this is what, we're like Oprah here. Joe is opening up. He's like, oh, he's gone back to his past.
Yeah, exactly. And if you guys could see me now, I'm not crying,
right.
And I don't have a tear coming down my face.
He's okay. Just like Oprah. In fact, I call him Jopra. Well, Joe, we're going to go into another track. This is King City, the song Bees versus the Matador on Radio
Like You Want.
Buy an old, round and neat, a nearly perfect circle, tidy and complete. You can sing a pretty song, would it like so? Oh, 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 isn't that catchy? Would you like to buy an old, circular and sweet? Oh, looks just like a donut, really good enough to eat. It'll cost you just a nickel.
A nickel?
Shh!
A nickel.
Right. So buy the old and take it home tonight. Don't ask any questions. Just buy the old and take it home tonight. You really love it. So buy the old and take it home tonight.
Can't you see I gotta get this going? Close eyes.
here with Lil Joe, the original Raposo. Now, if you go up online and you look up Joe Raposo, because you're a completist, let's say, you find a very interesting thing, don't you, Joe?
Yeah, I totally got stripped of my personal Google search because the original Joe Raposo is the famous Joe Raposo who wrote all the songs for Sesame Street.
Isn't that wild? He wrote all those classic tunes for Sesame Street, like, I look up and see the sky, I look down and see the ground, I look at Joe and sing a song about up and down.
Yeah, and the famous Baby Cookie.
Baby Cookie? How does that go?
I don't know, but I still get royalties from it.
Wow, that's excellent. Does that have something to do with the Cookie Monster?
The funny thing is that through BMI, I get publishing through BMI, and I get the royalties for some of his songs because
they
fuck up.
Oh, man, that's excellent. I love that. They should give you more. They should give you all of his cash, and he should be subjected to listening to nothing but songs from the Electric Company.
Or RKL.
That's right. Or RKL. Well, of course, we heard a bunch of RKL because we're here with Lil Joe. We also heard his new group, King City, which does kind of a, I want to say an almost like klezmer kind of music.
What the fuck's a klezmer?
It freaks me out. I don't know. It's King City's a hard one to put your finger on. I mean, it's a great party band. A departure for you. It wasn't what you'd been doing.
Yeah, it's like kind of like a klezmer prognosis.
A klezmer prognosis. That could be the name of the new record. Now, you have a job that a lot of people would envy. You are like a past master, an expert, like a Jedi sensei master of video games. What is that like just to spend your days thinking about the ins and outs of video games?
It sucks because it's my job.
So, did it cease to be fun at that point? Was it just like, oh, no, now it's something I have to do?
It ceased to be fun when I'm forced to do it for a living to make money.
Right.
It used to be fun when my job was to play video games and test them and find the bugs.
Were there women beta testers?
You know, surprisingly, there are women alpha testers. Yeah, and they're not the type of chicks you want to bang.
Uh-huh, okay.
All right. So, yeah, to sum it up, we're all fags.
Well, then, without further ado, we're going to bring you The Real McKenzies on radio.
Like you want.
Hush and Now Bobby and his master sat together, though they're dead. The bonds that they share reaches far beyond the grave. So now you know the story. If anybody asks you, you tell them of the statue that you had and built today. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is a battle of great breath, Bobby. The dog would turn his master, he would stay. No pain, no fear. For 14 long years, he stood by his master's grave. And he's still standing there today.
Greyfriars Bobby.
Bobby! Greyfriars Bobby!
That was the real Mackenzies. Joe, you have been pumping out tracks for more years than I care to remember. That last one was from the real Mackenzies. You toured Europe, I know, many times with them. Did you do Canada with the Mackenzies?
Playing in Scotland was the Holy Grail.
Uh-huh, so you did that with
yes,
the Mackenzies.
Yes, we did. We did. And playing Kirkcaldy was probably the best experience I think I've ever had in my whole life.
Wow.
Yeah, seriously, with those guys. And even though I'm Portuguese and I played in a Scottish band for like 4 years, I gotta say that playing there with the Mackenzies and wearing a kilt,
wow,
was one of the greatest experiences of my whole life.
Yeah.
For sure.
It was you got to take part in a punk rock dream.
Or a part of someone else's dream, I guess you could say.
Uh-huh. Well, we're all part of someone else's dream, Joe.
Are we talking about Jesus now?
Where is Kirkcaldy?
Kirkcaldy is a small town on the coast of Scotland.
Is it the ancestral home of the Mackenzies or something?
Kind of, yes.
Wow.
Well, I mean, it is and it's not. It's just the place in Scotland where they first played ever. And they were super afraid to play there the first time they ever played there.
Right.
They thought that, you know, they were going to think they were a bunch of fucking posers and shit
right.
like that.
Because they're Canadian. But they long for the peat moss of home.
That and the beer.
Mm-hmm. No! Hey, Yogi, how you doing? Here's a song originally written by Charles Sickens. It's called The Devil in Mr. Chips, but we call it Chips. Let's go, come on! Chip was a poor brother, his father and his grand. I'm working in a foot to build it on the river town. When the chip was hard at work, the devil appeared from hell. He had a roll of copper and a bucket full of nails. The devil sit on the ship, made me sail the copper road. You also have to sing this round and I will take the show. The chip despised a rat and the rat squealed in his. And the bucket of nails and copper would too much to resist. Hey! I let my clothes a bit, I yard will build a ship. My station is my master, I will get you to ship. I let my clothes a bit, I yard will build a ship. My station is my master, I'm gonna get you a ship. The gang pick up the ship. They bit him and they tortured him until he finally fit. He sailed to the captain to show him about the rig. The captain spied his man to send the shots him in the brig. The devil had his man, he knew just what to do. He's command the Roger to the bank, said chill. The water was sailing and the ship went down. She was lost upon the rocks on which the rats dance around. I let my clothes a bit, I yard will build a ship. My station is my master, I will get you to ship. I let my clothes a bit, I yard will build a ship. My station is my master, I will get you to ship. I let my clothes a bit, I yard will build a ship. My station is my master, I will get you to ship. I let my clothes a bit, I yard
to build a ship. I'll change it with my master.
Oh yeah, I got you.
All right. Fantastic.
Right, all right.
One more. No more? Okay, that's fine. Real McKenzie's right there. Chips is the name of that
club. Scott Swahey.
Arriva. Oh, wait, that's not
one of the great live punk bands of the last decade, my friends, the Real McKenzie's. They're from Scotland via Canada. I guess we went through all that.
Yeah, covered that big time. That one's a live one there, Wild at Heart in Berlin, I guess it is, 2009, before we heard the ballad of the Greyfriars Bobby. RKL with Pothead, King City, and RKL before that, Betrayed. Those were the songs. Blag, what a classic interview you
King City had the Bees versus the Matador. Yeah, it was great fun talking to Joe. I don't get to see that motherfucker
now,
often.
Where did you guys meet? It sounds like you're old pals, of course.
Well,
very
we're old
chummy.
Pals, but the how did we meet? I met
Craigslist
him through... yeah, it was some kind of porno thing. Yeah.
Or-
I was playing a video game, and
was
he came
like
up and
was there like a matrix
me.
Of questions you guys filled out, and there was a match?
I met him because I think I was scamming on his girlfriend who was playing in some punk band, and then we became friends down the line.
Ah, now did you score?
Well, it depends how you define score.
Mike. Oh, oh my Jesus God! Christ. Ooh, look who saved you.
The werewolves. Ow! It came from the garage. Oh, Mike, it is such a dirty business that we're in, and you have pulled out one of my all-time favorite garage songs.
Ooh, it's
this
a
one.
Scary
If
one.
You haven't heard this one, you need this. This is Voices Green and Purple by the Bees.
Voices Green and Purple. You better be careful yodeling like them white folks.
might think you a coyote or something.
Some fucking fear. Sick and tired of listening to this shit.
Everybody needs to believe in something. I believe I have another.
In a beer there, fear, no problem. Lee Ving right there, another classic. I believe I'll have another beer with another beer from Fear. Before that, Super Chicken, I'm a Big Boy Now, yodeling away on What You See, and we started things out with a classic. It came from the garage, The Bees, voices green and purple, one of my all-time favorites.
Me too, man, but I am stoked to be going down to Southern California. We're playing on the 17th with Fear.
Yeah.
In Anaheim. The Dude. Dwarves and Fear. You cannot beat that show, kids. Do not sleep on that one.
I am Watch all kinds of bummed because I'm going to be out of town. Otherwise, I'd be hitting you up for the whole backstage action.
You see what I mean?
I would...
going to be wild.
I'd go down there with you for sure on that one.
I'm going to do heroin with Lee Ving and then kick him out the door.
What do you think? Steal all his heroin and then and steal
take all his dope
12 pack of bud.
It'd be just like LA, man. 78.
What? The ladies are here, Blag.
The estrogen OD.
I am woman, hear me roar in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend.
Oh, yeah.
Time once again for the softer. Caring, gentler side of Radio Like You Want.
And this week, you have brought out a girl that, frankly, I think always needed a better hairstyle, but I'm going to leave this one to you, Mike.
I like her armpits the way they are, man. They're fantastic.
Of
the
course
Patti Smith
talking.
Group right here. This is a fantastic cut. Live, Paris, France, 1978. Dig it.
We'll be right back.
Mike, there's nothing that I like better in the morning than a little Joe.
A little guilty pleasure with Joe?
Not always a little Joe. Sometimes a more substantial Joe. I don't know. Sometimes a more like a medium Joe or a...
Large
I don't know.
Joe?
Big Joe Raposo. And my guilty pleasure is salt and pepper. Push it real good.
Push it, you fucking hoes. And Joe's saying you may be nappy. Huh? How's that?
Push it. Push it. Real good.
Like you want. You know that Joe's white because he calls them salt and pepper.
I like salt and pepper.
I enjoy both salt kinds. And pepper. Hey, I got to thank Joe Raposo for coming down. He is the mastermind. So many bands, so little time. Big Joe, you are the master of the bass guitar, and we hope to see you around here very, very soon.
Indeed.
Mike, tell them the people how they can write to us, how they can see us, how they can get on the show.
You want the lowdown? First thing you got to do is head over to RadioLikeYouWant.com. That's got all our podcasts archived, everything you need to know about us. It's got our special number there, 415-351-9662. Tell us how much you love the show. Blag to... Cap your phrase there. Tell us dirty, dirty stories about
dirty,
dirty things.
That's right. I
want to
hear some dirty shit. Get in here and start talking it. Talk that trash and make your requests. It came from the garage, the Estrogen OD Globetrotter. We play stuff from all over the globe. We play stuff by all kinds of people, all kinds of phases in their life.
Interviews at RadioLikeYouWant.com is the place to send all that stuff. Upcoming shows include Nashville Pussy, Big Hank 3, 1234, Go Records Special, and oh, so many more, Blag.
Let me tell you what, man. We are out of time, but I love you, Mike, and let us destroy motherfuckers.
Love you too. Let's push it on out of here.
Worldwide.